This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Hello. It's me. It's Nikki. Welcome to the show. Here I am. It's Nikki Glaser Podcast. Happy Wednesday to y'all. I know it's Wednesday because we did Reddit yesterday, and I know Reddit's on Tuesday. That's how I keep track of the week.
Good.
Just how many days after we talked about my Reddit finds. Tom, keep a track. Today's podcast might be out a little bit later than usual. Not sure, but I just want to say that we could have skipped it today. It's late in the day. We weren't able to do it this morning because Perfect Strangers 2 needed us both so early. Mm-hmm. But we said, no, we want to do a pod. We need to do a pod. We gave them three last week because of the holiday. What holiday was it?
President.
Yep. It was president.
I don't know which one, but
and so we're doing it, and it's going to be a special one. We're not going to talk about murder unless it comes up, right?
I mean, there's probably five topics that always come up,
right? Well, I just want to cover
a couple things.
Before, okay, murder,
molestation, murder,
molestation, yeah.
Moles, and Columbine. Mm.
Just saying at the end of it.
You didn't say. I didn't say
being
where the M was. I didn't say
Columbine
where the M was.
News. Man, we did not get to it. I mean, I guess we could maybe get to it today, what one of our besties wrote to us about Columbine. And we still haven't talked about Taylor Swift's Heavy Metal. Maybe we never get to those. Who knows? But they're coming. We're coming up on a year of the podcast. We have a lot of people who, obviously, during Fanthrax, we always hear people that are like, I've been listening since I'm an OG fan, like started at the beginning. Some of you are working your way back to put together the pieces of the inside jokes that we ourselves don't even know the origin of at this point. But regardless of it, we just love our fans so much, and you've heard me say it before, but if you're listening to this podcast, either it's your first time or your last time, I'll miss you, but I really appreciate you guys giving us a shot and having us in your lives.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
I wanted to follow up on one thing that I'm dying to know about just for my own personal interest. Noah hung out with my best friend from high school, who I talked about earlier this week. Her curtain was threatening to close.
Yes.
Holla, also known as Heh, because my friends in high school, we just got lazy saying things. So we went from Laura Holly, which is her name, to Holla, to Heh, Heh.
Why do I feel like Heh is harder to say than Laura Holly? Like, it just...
We added an umlaut over it. We didn't even know what that meant. She was the goalie of our field hockey team, the one that I wasn't on after, you know, sophomore
year. You're playing
year.
Hard to get on the bench. You're like, I could play. I mean, part of you wanted to be competitive with it, I feel like.
No.
Really?
I know when I'm not good at something, I just know.
You clam up.
Do what you're good at. Be fun to be around.
But you're not unathletic.
I know, but I'm not good at coordination and balls.
Really?
You swing a golf club. I disagree.
I just
for
knew
not
I
playing golf, you have a good golf swing.
But I'm, you know what? I get so nervous on the field, like if it's going to come to me. Like even during kickball back in the day in high school, like or middle school, grade school, even terrified
the guys
of any
are
going to
say you suck.
Yep, and the guys are going to make fun of me. The girls were always on my side. I never felt like that, but it just. And then by high school, I think with field hockey, I wanted to do it because my friends were doing it. And it's fun. And you run a lot. I like the running part of it. Mm-hmm. And I loved how good water tasted because it would be so hot. I always think back to just chugging my iced up igloo cooler of water and thinking this is the best taste I've ever had and how satisfying the end of practice was. And I kind of missed that. But when I got shin splints that made me not be able to walk, I was so grateful that I had to quit.
You know, it was amazing before football. And I think they probably do that a lot in a lot of high schools. The parents would make pasta for the kids.
Yeah, we would carb load before swim meets.
Yeah, carb load before a game.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's something I'm like literally salivating right now because I'm just thinking about how good the fucking... I always got... what's the one that starts with an R?
Rigatoni. Rolla Station.
Yeah, that was
Rollenbein.
Baked ziti.
Wait, what
it really was
it?
Baked ziti.
Oh, baked ziti.
I don't know why I thought it started with ravioli starts or whatever.
Oh, ravioli,
but it was baked ziti.
Oh, okay.
And honestly, I don't know if this was the best food to eat before.
No, I don't. This whole carbo loading, I think that was an early 2000s, late 90s.
You're like, you got a game in 30 minutes? Take down this fucking pizza. It's like, really?
But also, don't go swimming if you've just eaten. You know, like, which is it? You can get a cramp and drown. So what is it? And also, if a shark gets you, you don't want them to have a second meal. So that's why you really don't eat before. You don't want to, like, give
that's
them
what
something
tell you.
Extra.
They tell you don't go in if you're bleeding or if you
have. You don't want to be like one of those little
rigatoni.
Kinder balls where there's once he bites you open, there's another surprise of some rigatoni.
Oh, man.
I've been thinking about that guy a lot more than if we haven't made jokes about his tragic passing. I want to say that jokes keep someone alive sometimes. Tragic thing to think about. And we're never using him for fodder. That is not it. But
it probably doesn't help that we look out at the ocean every day.
Yes. And are reminded.
Yeah.
Of thrashing waters and a floating torso.
We also saw a guy swimming alone yesterday. What are you doing swimming alone?
I know. I go, haven't you heard of Simon?
Cal, who's taller, younger brother?
What I was going to say about field hockey is that Holla was our goalie. And she's just, we came up with this thing of like, Holla don't care. Because she would just be like, I don't care. In sixth grade, she wore a shirt that we made fun of that said, whatever. And we were like, oh, Holla, really? This was popular in sixth grade. It was kuh. This was before we had kuh, we would make fun of people that would go like, whatever.
Yeah.
You're a moron. Just walk away. And you would do the W, turn it to an M, and then just move your fingers to make it walk. And then Holla showed up one day with a Cat in the Hat on. You remember those? They were pretty cool.
I do remember that.
She like got a Cat in the Hat and then she was wearing a shirt that said like, whatever. And we were just like, when did you become like... So like counterculture, like sixth grade, like suburban, we you're just searching for any kind of identity. And it turned into Holla don't care.
I do love when you wear a ridiculous hat and then you already have a comeback on your shirt. Like you are already anticipating people making fun of your hat.
Yes.
And then you're going, whatever.
Whatever.
It all said, it's all here.
It is good though.
And then your shorts are like, just kidding.
They just said Umbro. We're like,
yeah, boring.
Bro, what's with your
logic,
shirt?
Logic, bro. Inside joke. Real inside.
Real inside. That's not even a ham drip. That's a ham river.
Oh, that's no a one fucking wants to go roast beef cloud.
Noah, how was it hanging out with Holla and did she cur?
And did she say anything about Nikki?
Or did her curtain close?
What did she say about Nikki in high school? Anything that we don't know?
I guess I heard more about like your friendships in college. We're talking about that. And so she hashtagged in our text as we were anticipating the morning, because like she's in Tempe, Arizona. She was in Tempe, Arizona, and we met there. So I had like this long drive, and it was the first time I was meeting her in person. We had just only been texting here and there, and she hashtagged it blind date. And I was like, you know what? I do feel like I'm about to go on a blind date, like a friendship blind date.
Oh my God. Yeah. I really commended you on doing this.
Thanks. Well, I was a fan of hers from like all the stories that you tell about her. And then when I came over, you had sent her a message that I'm here and I say hello. And then you tagged her on Instagram and I was like, I'm just going to start following her and like say hi. And she's like the coolest person over text. She's very social and you could just feel her like good vibes, even in like a text message. She's just awesome.
She's so a good hang. I got really lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had fun, but that is scary to me, going on a new date with a new friend. Like, it's all very intimidating. I really commend you for being like, I'm open to hang out with someone new and like drive to meet them. And I don't know. It's all that makes me nervous. I'm sure some of our listeners can probably relate to that nervousness of like, oh, new friend.
Yeah. And also I'm very like, I feel like my natural inclination is to be antisocial. So this was a really good way to push myself out of that. And even though on the surface we might not have anything in common or we come from two very different places, after we spent time together, we actually learned that we have a lot in common. And
isn't that sweet?
It was so great. And then after the fact, like, even
what music did you listen to on the way there? I'm just wondering.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good question.
What do you listen to before going to meet a new friend and you're kind of nervous?
Well, there's a new band that I like.
It's Crib Death.
So I was listening to
Crib Death.
What was it? What's it called? Crib Death?
They're called Unprocessed. So I was listening to them, just getting familiar with their catalog, their album.
Okay.
Not cool.
You know what? I commend you on all of this because I am someone who not only new friends, I want to meet, I'll meet someone in person. I'll go, okay, I already know you. Like the idea of meeting someone online and even online dating was very hard for me of like, what if this person shows up and they totally suck and they're so different on text and it's awkward. All these dumb fears that are never realized because you can always just go, I did this once and I don't have to do it again. But also listening to new music, I find very hard to do. And I'm impressed with all of it.
Yeah, she did a double. She did a new catalog and a new friend.
But you know how Noah just said, I have a tendency to be antisocial, so I wanted to do the thing that was the opposite of that, that would challenge that. Like, that's what I love about Noah is that she, in the face of those things, you do the opposite. Like, you are aware of the things. You're not just stuck in your ways of like, well, this is just the way I am. You're like, I can tell I'm missing out on something and I don't want to just be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And or if I am that way, I want to know that I at least tried the other way. Like when I went canoeing one time in my adulthood in recent time, I was just like, I say I hate this all the time. Let me get another shot to see if it really holds up that I hate it. And it turns out I was totally right.
Right. Yeah, for
you
sure.
You saw where that was going. Yeah. I mean, I there were parts of it I liked, but for the most part, it wasn't something I would pick to do again.
And at least you can say you did it.
I went with my brother-in-law with his Big Muddy Adventures. It's a St. Louis company. If you're coming to St. Louis and you want to do an outdoorsy activity and like canoe on the Mississippi River, like past the arch and all the shit that people don't ever get to do, Big Muddy Adventures, shout out to them. But not my bag. And I, on my last podcast, when I was doing it over COVID, I had described one of the guys that was on the canoe trip with us as a wet old man because he was doing this demo of showing us, like, if you fall out of the canoe, here's how you get into another one. And so he jumped out of his and came over to ours. And I just didn't. My sister and I were just like, we just don't want to deal with, like, a wet man. Because we're this big group. So we called this guy a wet old man on my podcast. I had no idea that he would ever hear it. But of course, someone told him that I called him a wet old man. So then, this is really funny. So then I felt so embarrassed. I didn't want to see this guy again, even though he works for the company that my brother-in-law's at, and I do run into him because he's there all the time.
Yeah.
So I was so embarrassed. He thought it was funny. Everyone was like, no, he gets it. It's a joke. So one day I was visiting my brother-in-law's office, and they had this whiteboard with all this like to-do list. And so I drew on the to-do list. I wrote, like in the middle of it, I wrote, dry out the wet old man.
Did he see it?
And then there was one night when the wet old man got a little drunk at a some kind of Christmas party or something. And the next day he had overslept for work. And so he later saw that and thought it was them. It was everyone planning an intervention for to dry him out. And so he goes, message received, Matt. Message received. And Matt was like, what do you mean?
Wait,
he's like,
what?
I
this
got
is
what
ridiculous.
You're saying. And it was a total miscommunication. And the wet old man, who is not even old, and he's actually, there was one time where I was like, who's that? And I was like, oh my God, that's wet old man. He looks good.
I heard he just got his 2-year chip.
But he said to Matt, message received. I got it. And Matt's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I saw what you wrote on the board. I get it. I'll you know what? Got it. And he's like, wait, I don't know. And he goes, because I didn't even tell Matt I wrote that, I don't think. And so it was just sitting up there, you know, on whiteboards when people write stuff, and it's like, it looks like an active board, but it's all been sitting there forever. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It was really funny that he was just like, got it. And Matt's like, wait.
He's like, I got the sign.
Like they would confront him about his drinking by writing dry out wet old man.
I love that's the idea of his intervention.
That's how they plan an intervention.
His intervention is just him like accidentally walking in on the board and the board's like, look, you got a problem. Speaking of dry erase board, I remember Rusty, his aunt one time sat us down. She opened like an office. And she sat us down and she brought us into this room real quiet, like, you guys got to see this. And we're like, what the fuck? Like, could it be? Mm-hmm. And we walk in and it's like a conference room, nothing else in there except a dry erase board. And she writes Rusty on the board.
Yeah.
And she takes the eraser and she erased it and goes, huh?
No.
Swear to God.
No, swear like this God. Is what you're doing with your life?
No, no.
You're going to be erased.
Not everything's a sign. No, she was literally she was just bragging like...
That they got a dry erase
that
board?
It can erase.
What? Was this the first time she was seeing a dry erase board? Oh, I thought she was doing an intervention like, see you now? Look what drugs can do to you. I thought it was another dry erase board intervention story.
Look, if you have a dry erase board,
I do love dry erase boards. How great is that crisp feeling of like writing with one for the first time?
Oh, it is nice. And I like erasing.
What about when they erase, the teacher would erase it and there would be one little like the tail of the T would still be on it and it's all you can think about?
Mm-hmm.
I love that that's such a common
I know,
feeling.
But I'm a lefty, so it'd come off. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Any lefty out there knows your fucking hand here.
Mm-hmm.
Just done.
At I the saw end it of on school Reddit day, the
just
other night.
Done. Oh, really?
Yeah, people were like, "This is a lefties understand." It was just a guy's hand that was
with
just all marked
all over.
Up.
Yeah, just marked up.
Yeah, black hand.
Sucks.
Yeah. Well, today we're going to do something different. During today's Perfect Stranger shoot, you put out a call on our Instagram, I guess, for besties to send in questions for us.
Yeah.
Correct.
Q&A. Open to anything. What's so funny is your ass, fucking.
Oh,
thumbs
yeah.
downed it.
No way.
I swear to God, and I'm looking at you.
Well, my ass doesn't want to do it.
I know your ass doesn't, but maybe your brain does.
But you were looking at me.
I'm looking at you, looking at the other people on Perfect Strangers, and I'm going.
My butt was so sweaty out there, and I sat on my phone, and it butt dialed you a bunch, but it also thumbs down.
It thumbed down.
I love that my ass has an opinion.
Where Noah goes, yeah, it goes, Noah goes, open to anything? Like, is that what you want to name the segment? And you just go, thumbs down.
Oh
I'm looking
God.
At you like, how is she doing everything? And then I
my
thought
labia.
Maybe Robin had your phone. That's what I thought. And I thought she was fucking with us.
Got it.
And then you start doing join FaceTime calls. I'm like, what the fuck?
I am so glad it called you guys instead of anyone. And I love I FaceTimed you with my, literally, I was sitting on my phone with my bare ass because my dress was so short. I mean, not that you would have been able to see anything, but I could have FaceTimed nearly anyone.
Oh my,
thank
yeah.
God
oh
it was
my
you.
God. It would have been an upskirt.
Yes.
Or an inskirt.
Whoa.
And
it
would up.
Have been, yeah.
That's a lot. That's up close and personal, boy.
I'm so glad it didn't pick up for you. Was it picking up? Could you see anything? Could you hear anything?
I mean, there was a
did
black hole.
Did you hear
hole.
My lines to Balky?
I thought something had happened because usually when you do a FaceTime call, it's you know especially with me and Andrew, it was a group call, so I was like, oh no, I hope
something
everything's all right. So I picked up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
and
so sorry.
I did video. You were on audio, and I started hearing stuff. But like, so I just hung up real quick because I felt like it was like an invasion of your privacy. Because I realized that it was
oh,
that you had butt dialed
you.
Us.
Yeah,
I was like, at least
okay,
it's on
I'm
our
so glad.
Message.
I wonder how many butt dials have like someone's got caught cheating or caught like. Doing so, or you're just talking shit about someone.
I would love to hear
someone.
Some stories from our besties about oh. that, of like the worst times you've called. I mean, there's always the story of people talking shit about someone, and then you send it to that person.
Oh, yeah, you send the text to that person.
Oh, my
God.
But I do want to say that during the what was I just going to say? Fuck, hold on. During the Perfect Strangers taping, fuck, it was something good. Brain not working. No, not well. Okay, never mind. Well, I'm sorry that I thumbs down that. Oh, just the idea that I would be just like, oh, I know what I wanted to say. I want to say today was full of fuck ups for me. You thought I might be dead this morning because I didn't wake up to my alarm clock. I didn't wake up to the phone call.
25% of me thinks you're dead.
Yeah. Like, Robin was so scared. She's banging on my door for 20 minutes, she said. And it, finally, her pounding, like, you know, was in my dream because I was getting pounded in my dream, too. And so it started to sound like fucking knocking wood. And I woke up, but just to have my friend, I'm like, when your friends think because you are not waking up that you've killed yourself, you aren't doing something right. Like, something's wrong. And so I told Robin, I go, I would never kill myself before the
end of the
show.
I thought you killed yourself on the plane that one time.
I know.
I thought you've killed yourself maybe 75 times.
I know. I promise you I'm never going to kill myself. So if I do die via suicide, it's like an Epstein situation. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like I had an island for pedophiles. That's what I mean by that.
Yeah.
But if,
molestation.
It was funny today because I go.
And murder have already came up.
I go, you thought I'd kill myself? And Andrew goes, no, I just thought you died of old age.
Which then you killed yourself. After
so
you heard
funny.
That.
Yes. So good. Okay. Well, we have a lot of questions to get through today. That's what we're doing on the show today.
You want to know
we're
something real
questions.
Crazy, though?
What?
You know what? How old Jesus was when he died?
35.
33. You know what the age to life expectancy back then was?
What?
35.
Wait, so he died young?
So well, 2 years before the life expectancy. So he would have... He was due to die in 2 years. I just saw a bit on this, and people were like, you could have just waited it out. He would have been dead in two years, and then no one would even be talking about him anymore.
What would you die of back then? Just probably flu stuff.
Right, looking too hot on a cross or something.
Yeah. I mean, all right. Well,
leprosy?
That's someone's bit.
Yeah.
Leprosy. Oh, yeah, maybe leprosy.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Really? Oh, my God. Have you seen pictures of people with leprosy? Just, It's bad. There's always these 1800s photos. Life was already so hard back then that to walk around with an open wounds on your face and then you would get shipped to an island. Didn't they end up going to like being shipped to like Hawaii or something? I hope so. At least it was like tropical.
I remember
nice
there was
out.
A movie where they were lepers and they were like out on.
That was Leopards and it was Jungle Book. So that was a different movie.
Oh.
Yeah. But we're going to get to your animal. Questions in 1 second. Coming back right after this.
Coming in now.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good. Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
That was Leprechaun, Jennifer Aniston movie.
Oh, I thought it was...
We're back. We're going to answer your questions.
Oh, God.
We got a lot on Instagram. Noah, are you going to take us through these? I haven't seen any of them. Andrew saw a lot of them. He said there's enough to like take us in, you know, we could do like 900 episodes.
I mean, this could just
episodes.
Be the new show. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's let's get to some of them.
How about Andrew and I do it?
Love it.
Like, we'll ping pong
Would
back and
forth.
Would
you rather?
No, you can pick. Go ahead, no. Honestly, you could have this and the news. I won't have anything. It's all you.
I love that guy. No, it's fine. I just like won't eat or like, you know
what
I'll just
that guy
kill myself.
Is? The guy with the Cat in the Hat hat and whatever shirt.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's cool.
We
whatever, Noah,
you
do
whatever
you.
Whatever shirt. All right.
You do you.
Noah, what's the first question?
Okay, so from Carlito Burrito 1. Mac and cheese or oatmeal?
I mean, I'm going to go oatmeal. You know that. Mac and cheese.
I mean, those are such different foods.
Not vegan. But if I'm going with like in a world where, you know, health is not concerned, fucking mac and cheese, yo.
Mac and cheese all day. Kraft, double up the cheese.
Kraft.
Put in more milk.
Yes. Oh, put in more milk.
Ugh, I mean.
I wonder what mac and cheese is like with almond milk or like an oat milk. Like what you would
delicious.
Even use. Really?
Any mac and cheese.
It's good.
I hate these people. It's hard to fuck it up. This is the best mac and cheese. Yeah, it's just cheese and fucking. I mean, it's great.
I like
cold mac and cheese, actually. Next day.
Oh, yeah. I'll oh, my God. And everyone always says that mac and cheese sounds like fingering a girl or something like that or like a wet pussy or whatever. Have you ever heard that?
No, but I guess it's a mac inside some cheese.
No, it's like when you squish your finger around.
Like when you squish it?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like a wet puss.
What about you, Noah? You like oatmeal puss or mac and cheese puss?
What do you like your pussies to sound like?
Probably go for the mac and cheese puss.
All right, yeah. Just wet, sloppy.
What's your favorite kind of mac and cheese, though? There is, I guess, a lot of different kinds.
I just, I don't like eating broccoli unless it's in mac and cheese. Add broccoli to it.
Ooh. Yes.
The way that your parents got to eat vegetables.
Why aren't more things added to mac and cheese than just bacon, broccoli,
green
what
chili?
What else is added to it? Oh, wow.
Hot dogs.
So no, really?
Oh, no, that's pork and beans. That's really good, too. That was a big meal when I was a kid.
I used to do the instant mac and cheese where you just, peel the lid back on the cup. I mean, why is that so much worse? Microwaving is an art, and I'm really good at it, I have to say. I know exactly how much time.
Well, with your bagel bites and pizza rolls, what are you doing?
Oh, I got to put those in the oven. Because those get chewy. Those bagel bites are too chewy, and then they're inedible. You literally can't get through them.
I think I'd like to think that, like maybe the Blink 182 song, like, you know you're an adult.
Mm. What?
And there a song, This Is Growing Up.
Oh, yeah. I guess this is growing up.
I honestly felt like I was finally a mature adult when I would put bagel bites in the oven because I was a microwave.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Anytime I use the oven, I feel like I could run for president. I feel like I should be, at some global summit of some sort.
Dude, I didn't use a big oven until
recently. And then remember 36. The pizza rack incident? I mean, you didn't know how to get things out of it. You could put things in it.
Pizza rack was worse than Pizzagate ever.
Okay, next question. We're off to some really riveting.
That's a good question. That's an interesting question.
Yeah, that's a head scratcher.
Okay, here's a good one from Hank's daughter. Have Nikki, Andrew, or Noah ever had an obsessive person in your life or been stalked? Thanks.
Been docked.
What's docked?
What
again?
Does that mean?
No, stalked.
What's it called
stalked.
When you stalked?
Oh, stalked.
Oh. You know what? This is not the place I would talk about it if I had been, because usually stalkers are.
You have plenty
it
of
seems like he's offering. He's like, do you guys want one?
I mean, have you ever had this? There's a difference, I think, between like online stalk versus person stalk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've had some friends obsessed with you that where it got a little weird.
I've never.
Especially the more you become a celebrity.
Nah, it hasn't happened. I really don't want it to. And there have been people that I could tell are like, Nikki, I love you so much. Like they think we have a relationship that we don't, based on whatever they saw or something. And it's usually really long. Like I don't even read it because I don't want to let it in because there's nothing I can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of been the only times. And then we've had a couple incidents on the road that I don't really want to talk about that have been terrifying.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Remember the one time, though, that there was a guy
with a gun?
That came to the meet and greet? I still use the thing that he eventually pulled out. He was this guy.
Oh, my God.
It was in L.A., I think, at the Ace Hotel. And
everything about the scene, you would think he's got something scary.
He just didn't
scary.
Look like he was like a norm, like a one of my fans. He was there at the show alone. He was at the meet and greet. He went to the end so he could have more time with me. You could tell he was like hanging back in the line, which is a lot of things that stalkery people do. Oh man, I had another stalker, not a stalker, but a guy that I had to, I couldn't meet people after the show because he was there a couple times. That was in my club days. But this guy, he ended up being so sweet and just like kind of eccentric looking. But he had a bag of things he wanted to give me. And one of them was jeans with a bunch of like drawings on them that had nothing to do with me or him or anyone. They were just jeans he found. Another was like a random old shirt that he found that it was like, yeah, it wouldn't even fit me. The jeans were children's jeans, by the way. Like I was flattered that he thought they would fit me. And then at the very end, he's rummaging around this bag, Noah, and it's me, Andrew, Matt, and Emil all just kind of, Andrew and Matt and Emil are already like tired of this guy's shit. It's the end of the meet and greet. They're like, they're just like suspect of him. And I'm trying to be nice because I'm like, maybe he's just like special. And so I'm like, oh, thank you so much. What else do you have? And he's rooting around. And it seemed like he was like gonna be like, and one more thing, gun. I mean, that's what we all thought separately, yeah, all of us, because he was searching this bag that didn't seem to be like, there's not much in it. It seemed like he was waiting to get to like put it right in his, like to hold it the right,
yeah,
way,
that's,
or to
like
undo it, whatever you do. How do you take the lock
off? I thought
off?
Either a gun or a knife, or a gun with a knife on the end of it, like a,
yeah, Baron Trump. And so he pulls out a brush, and
which is weirder than a gun.
Honestly, I screamed. Matt, it was funny because Matt was like, I was ready to tackle the guy. It was seconds away from tackling the guy.
Yeah.
And Emil and Andrew were like, I was ready to run. They were Dixie chicks, ready to run.
Oh, I already got out of there quick.
Yeah, but
there's
he
no
gave
point
me a
in
brush,
both of us dying. Huh?
And he was like, it's just a brush, and there was no hair in it. It was new. And honestly, I fucking love the brush, and I still use it to this day. It was, whoa, like a Goody brush is what the brand was. And I've never seen one like it, and I have it with me here. So joke's, whoa, on us.
Whoa, that really took,
yeah,
a turn.
I know. I remember getting a brush and being like, I don't even want to touch this thing. And then I looked at it, and I was like, I kind of love this. And so thanks to that guy. Noah, have you ever had any kind of situations that made you scared?
Well, situation that made me scared, yes. One time I was walking home from elementary school, and I felt like this guy following me. And there was like a corner store that I used to go to all the time. It was Mr. Kim's grocery store. So I was like, I'm just going to go in the grocery store and I'll see. Because he had been following me for a couple of blocks. So I went in, the guy stopped in front of the store with his back face to the door. And I was like, oh no. So I snuck out and I ran. And then I just like looked from like behind the car, and I saw him going into the store. And then I just like ran home.
Oh my God.
It's good that you're aware.
Yeah. I would have suggested like you instinct. Just like stay there and tell Mr. Kim and wait instead of like try to outrun. But I'm glad that have you ever felt that like someone's watching you and like been right about it? Why do we know?
Yeah.
Because we have senses. Because we were fucking cavemen. We had to get fucking away from cyber tooth tigers.
That sounds like a great like virus protection service, right?
It sounds like.
Wait, what? Wasn't there another saber tooth tiger like joke that we did on the show?
Because the tooth coming out of the guy's nose. I said he was like a saber-tooth tiger.
No, I don't think it was that. I think it was long ago.
No, I think it was one episode.
No, it was way back. Some bestie will know what I'm talking about. There was a saber-tooth tiger joke on the show, Ham Drip. Have you ever felt that? Someone watching you?
No, but I mean, in New York, there's been times where I've been on the street and I'm like, is this person following me?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime someone has a carry-on or a roller bag on the street, I always feel like they're chasing me. I fucking hate that sound.
I like that because that means that they... because it's you can just hear them.
I just hate that sound so much. It's like one of my least favorite. I'll stop and wait until they walk like six blocks.
This is a new thing I'm learning about you is that you don't like certain sounds.
I don't like the sound of that. I don't like the sound of air conditioning, and I don't like the sound of shitty fans.
Okay. Nice fans, though. This one overhead, is that bothering you?
It's not bothering me, but... An oscillating fan.
Has it been
fan?
Looking at you weird?
Yeah, he has a fucking weird look on him. Fucking old Cybertooth fan. So, callback, Andrew, real quick, 30 seconds ago. But I had a guy. So, this girlfriend, I had a crazy, like, ex-girlfriend who was, who faked having a pregnancy. She said it was, and it ended up being, like, atopical or something, which is, like, when it's outside.
Uh-huh.
But I think she made it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just nuts. She was nuts.
Mm.
and she had an ex crazy boyfriend. Like,
what? Real- I thought you had only had like two girlfriends. Who is this one?
This one wasn't that long. It was like 4 months. Anyway, so she had a crazy ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Like, when we were dating, like, he, like at any moment, he would, like, call her 40 times or, like, threaten to show
so
up at her
house.
That's scary
to be the new guy when the past guy is
dude,
one
my little brother
murderous.
Was in the bed and an ex-boyfriend showed up.
No.
And he opens his eyes and the kid's in the room with him.
Oh,
and the guy was,
God.
Like, 6'5", 250 pounds. Jeez. He's like, you're in my bed. And he's like, what? So anyways, that's a whole nother story. But so I'm like trying to break up with her, but I know this guy's jealous. So I start getting random texts from a number that I don't know. Like, I'm going to fucking kill you. If you go to sleep at night, I'm going to fucking murder you.
Oh
shit like
God.
This. So I'm like, this is the fucking crazy ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So I start sleeping with a knife underneath like my bed, like underneath like the mattress.
Yeah.
Like ready to go.
Brush.
Huh?
Should have gotten a brush.
Yeah, it's scarier. But I would have ended up giving it to the guy and then he would have used it and falling in love with me. But anyway, so I end up fucking sleeping with a knife for like a month.
Oh my God.
And I'm like freaking out. I'm like looking out windows. I can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it wasn't the ex-boyfriend. It was just a friend of mine that I'm not that close with that I just made fun of one night when we were drinking and he took it so personally that he's like, hey, I'm going to keep pranking Andrew because I'm so
fucking...
Oh, it was
fucking- a prank.
Yeah, it was a prank.
Right.
I mean, a weird prank.
Right.
But he's like, ha ha, got you. You thought I was going to murder you. You're sleeping with
oh
a knife under
God.
Your bed. I'd sleep with like one eye open. Like, and it ended up being just a guy that like I fucking... I think I made fun of him for being poor or something. And he got so offended.
Do you... That's interesting that so many things happen when you're drunk and you're just like, I don't even remember saying that or doing that. Do you ever relate to the thing of like you'll be in bed and you'll be totally having a normal night, everything's fine, and you just read something or you just think about ghosts or you think about someone being outside and then suddenly they're there. Like you can conjure up someone watching you and then get so scared and then you, like the other night I couldn't even go to the bathroom because I got myself into such a tizzy in my head that there was going to be a ghost.
But they're not there. Like, you've thought of,
I know,
like...
I just walk through it. It's invisible, but I still...
No, but the way you set that up is that you thought there was a ghost there, then you went in there, there was a ghost.
No, there wasn't.
No. But the way you said it, you go, have you ever thought of something, and then it was...
No, you conjure it, them. Like, in your head, I mean.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, it becomes so real,
yeah.
And then you just go, but 2 seconds ago, everything was fine. Like, what? And I've said this on the podcast before, but I wonder when people are murdered or there's someone like that breaks into their house or something, if there is that spidey sense beforehand, we'll never know because they don't make it. Or if it was truly out of nowhere and it was just normal, like, you know, when in retrospect, people always like to tell themselves a story about like, I felt something weird. Is it really that only in retrospect or do people really sense something is off? You know, like that you can smell, like, is, how do we know?
I mean, how many times have you woken up in the middle of the night? You're like, did I hear a noise? And then you're like,
zero.
No, I'm fucking, it's all in my head.
Zero. I mean, I couldn't wake up to Robin fucking.
Yeah.
The other day, I did think that if there was a tsunami warning, I wouldn't hear it because the white noise is so loud that I would just die in it. And, you know,
yeah.
I thought about like the white noise sometimes might be
that's
the wrong
get you
way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm going to stop using white noise from now on. If anyone's interested in stalking me, I'm going to fucking hear
maybe
you.
Just do it in one ear or something. Can you turn it down some?
Yeah. But
by the way, I despise white noise. That's
yeah,
another
I know
thing
you
I despise.
Do. We've been over that too. Let's get to the next question.
Okay. Let's do one more question quick and then break.
One quick question and then go to break. Yeah. One quick question.
Okay. So this one's from Kathleen MP _.
Oh yeah.
Do you think?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you all would have been friends in high school?
Oh, good question.
100%.
I think we'd be.
How would we?
I
have
don't
met,
think
though?
We'd be best friends, but I think we'd be friends.
I think Noah, you and I, it's a little bit different because I think Noah would have been so quiet and. It would have made me feel like intimidated by her. So I might have, in the way she like dressed kind of alternatively, like kind of, I would have just thought we don't have much in common. So I probably wouldn't have, you know, I probably would have been nicer and she, you were probably nice in high school, I'm guessing, but I don't know mm-hmm. that our paths would have crossed as much.
I guess, wait, what were you like in high school? Maybe, were you emo or like punk rock?
I don't know if I was emo. I was just like a, I don't like a wannabe in the freaks club, but didn't make it in there. Like, not freaky enough.
Yeah, I hear that. Like, you were trying to like not blend in, though. Like, you didn't want to be seen, but you didn't want to be like everyone else.
It's so funny when you want to be like the coolest loser, and they're like, "Nah, we're good."
Andrew, I think we become friends. Like in high school, but yeah,
I feel like Nikki and I would have become friendly friends on a project.
Yes. Oh yeah, like, the old project friends.
You would have been like. You would have done, I feel like you would have been like in the tech for like plays. And I'm not saying that as like, you would have been in some kind of production thing and I would have been trying to be a talent in it. Just like how we met naturally. And I think that's how a lot of times you cross paths with people that you would, because you stick with people who, I don't know. Yeah, I met a lot of, I don't want to say, a lot of the alternative kids that dressed in black and were a little bit like moody and I was kind of scared of just their anger or like, just
the, four people think you're gonna go to cool Columbine to right now.
Yeah,
four people are like, "Oh, this is when you're gonna talk about Columbine."
I think I like got to know those kids either, you know, working on a class project together.
You went to a bigger school though. How many kids were in your school?
Our graduating class was like 500 and something.
See, that then we're not. The chances are very slim that if you went to my private school,
we would not have crossed paths. You know what? I would have though if we would have been in the same class. I would have laughed very. I would have thought you were very funny, and I would have tried to be your friend because you were nice.
I was very
friends
nice.
With nice people.
I was nice, but I was a fucking class clown. But I was. So there was like a tier of like really like the hot popular girls that were like, and I feel like you would be, no offense, but in the second tier.
Oh yeah.
But like the cool girl,
with tears in my eyes that I couldn't be in the first tier.
Who you think's attractive but you don't know if she's attractive yet cuz she hasn't really found her like fashion sense or anything but
I didn't
she's
find
cool.
It until I was like 32.
But she might not like shave like above her knee, you know, just cuz she like developed late or like thinking about cock late. So it's like you would be in that area, but we'd be friends and we'd have some moments.
Yes.
But at a party I wouldn't fucking seek you out.
Right.
But we in between classes or like maybe like
you would have been popular. You would have been. I was always friends with the popular guys that weren't quite as, no offense, good looking, tall, like the, because you were a short kid. That's what I'm basing that off of, right? Like you weren't like the stud, right?
No.
So I would have. I was always friends with those
King,
guys,
though, but
on the outskirts.
Yes, I was
the guys that were popular. Because they were friends with the guys that were popular, but that I felt like they were still approachable because they like weren't getting.
That was me.
Yeah.
If I was taller, I'd spit on top of your head. But because I was 4'11".
Exactly.
Yeah. No, but I was like the popular, and then I was like definitely popular, but just like just on.
But I might have been scared of you because you were so funny. But as long as you weren't a funny kid that like made fun of other people, I would have been friends with you. But if you were one that like made fun of other people. Oh boy, I would have avoided you.
I wasn't.
Stayed out of your line of fire.
Unless you came at me and then I was fucking guns blazing.
No, I think we would have gotten along. All
I
right,
think
that's
we
a great
probably
question.
Would have teamed up and caused the kid to really be sad.
No. I didn't bully. I think I bullied someone maybe a little bit in like
we would have bullied
fifth
Noah.
Grade accidentally.
Look at this loser trying to be a loser.
Ugh, but no, I think I definitely talk shit about dorks behind their backs, but never to their face. Never to make someone intentionally. I never understood doing that. And one day there was one of the dorkier girls that would sit over in this collection. There were these turtle sculptures in our like common area. And we called the goth kids that sat over there that were kind of like the outcasts. Like it was, I went to school during Columbine. That was our ninth grade. So those Columbine-y kids were over like in the turtle. We called them the turtles, right? But we didn't say this to their face. And one day, we were like looking over at them for some other reason. Like we were pointing. I remember it wasn't about making fun of them. And this girl, this brave turtle, came over to us and was like,
slowly.
Oh, she walked up and was like, all you guys do is make fun. Like she was taking out her anger at the table that was over there of the really popular girls out on us. But I remember being like, I respect that she was tired of being the brunt of jokes because she was a turtle. And she fucking let us have it, even though it was misplaced, because I remember being like, Laura, I would never, I'm on your, we were in Girl Scouts together, but I was sitting at a table maybe with some girls that were doing that, so. And it's hard to speak up when you're terrified of not being cool.
I was best friends with the most popular kid in school.
Yeah.
In my grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other cool kids that loved to be friends with him, even though he was the best friend with me, like kept me around because of him. Like, were friends with me because of him.
Yes, yes.
But I never felt that close to them.
No.
Because they were like waspy and didn't love Jews, you know?
Yes.
And so then...
You're just barely hanging on.
So I got tired of them to the point where I almost didn't even hang out with my best friend. I was friends with them to then hang out with the kids playing Bond with like hemp necklaces, smoking
Bond.
Weed, listening to Fish.
Playing Bond.
Bond is like a video game that Aubrey
kids play. Oh, Bond. 007. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I started hanging out with them, and I got a hem necklace, and I went to Fish.
Yeah, you're just
but
like,
I couldn't handle drugs.
I'm going to start crying at Coldplay concerts. Yes.
But I didn't want to be a druggie either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you're like, I don't want to smoke weed. You just were trying to find a place to fit in.
I was just trying to get away from where, like, I couldn't win.
Never
going
to win.
Friends.
They were never going to accept you. You were always going
to
be...
It feels a lot like how stand-up was, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Stand-up can be so isolating, so bullying, and so elitist, and... You're in groups and
You
can't get in. I still struggle with it to this day. Even with success, there are still some people that I'm just like, they're the cool kids and they'll always look at me and roll their eyes at any success I have. It's just, and there's a part of me that I'm going to prove them wrong. But in the end, I just, now I know those people are miserable and they don't like themselves. Anyone that's like so mean to other people and thinks they're so cool and has to make other people feel bad and like you're not going to sit at our table, they're so miserable and they weren't loved. And I truly know that now, but it's still fucking hard to get to. Let's take a quick break and come back with more questions.
This question thing's great, by the way.
I love it. Good enough. Awesome. All good topics. Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, we're back. Let's get some more questions. These are great.
Oh wait, are we not doing news at all? I guess not. We'll just do it tomorrow.
It's only questions.
Mm-mm. Oh.
Okay. Here's one from Chelsea Vale. Do you think jealousy in Mr. Brightside sounds like Chelsea?
Can we hear it? Or
jealousy.
No?
Turning saints into this.
I bet you if we were reading
Chelsea, yes, I do think that.
If we
that.
Read it, we would think it. You know what I mean? Like that.
Oh, right.
TikTok.
You have to like read it when you hear it. No, I absolutely will never hear that song the same way again. Chelsea. Because they're British.
If it was three syllables, though, I would say. It's
hey,
hard.
Chelsea. Hey, Chelsea.
Well, that song I thought was Hair Jealousy.
No way.
Yeah, I bet. I told you this. I bet my brother $20 that it was Hair Jealousy.
Hair Jealousy.
Yeah.
Like hair gel?
No, just hair jealousy. Just I thought it
which it should be about because that's what most men deal with.
And they had nice hair actually. That
hair
band.
Jealousy.
I mean, back in the '90s, they all had long, like curly,
you can
weird
trust
hair.
Me not to wash. Shampoo and not to fucking
conditioner.
And if you don't have a good hairline, I'm not gonna be threatened. Cause all I really want's a thick old
mullet.
Feel like I'm
32.
Yeah, thank you. I was trying to rhyme something with mullet, but it wasn't gonna happen. Yes, it does sound like that. Good question. Next question.
Okay, so here's one from Ellie Sioda at Ellie Sioda. How do I make new friends as an older single woman in her 50s in New York?
I would. Oh, man,
I don't know,
that's
it's tough
hard.
With like COVID stuff, but I would.
Well, things are inching back to normal.
The beauty thing about New York.
Yeah, the beautiful about New York.
The
Rigatoni.
There's millions of activities that if you just pick what you are excited about, book club. Fucking whatever it is.
Yes.
Meet and up. I don't mean book club because you're in your 50s, but just
is
like
it
any
called meetup groups, like meetup.
Yeah. Go yeah. play fucking dodgeball. Go fucking, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or
I still get emails about a girl's beginning soccer, an adult women's like to learn how to play soccer for the first time in your life. And I still get emails and was always like, God, a different version of myself would have made new friends that way.
Or take a class. I think that's a great way to meet people, especially at that age. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Find
what,
something
what were you
that,
passionate about and that you never got to do?
Take a class.
Start
that's
there,
a good idea.
And then people in that class will have similar mind as you and you'll probably end up being friends with them.
Go places alone because it. I think that people are more apt to like involve you in their group and like have you join along. Did you see, you watched Unorthodox, right?
Yeah. But a long time ago.
Noah, have you seen Unorthodox? Yeah. Is it Unorthodox
or
Docs?
The story of Noah's life.
I think it's just, hey, this is not the story of my life.
You know what I really liked about it? I just started watching it. I'm only two episodes in. But I liked how Esty, the girl, when she goes to Berlin, she is so, she escapes the Williamsburg and her life as an Unorthodox wife. And, she escapes to Berlin. She's never communicated with like people who aren't Orthodox Jewish. She's never talked to anyone. And so she's so open to meeting new people. She just like is at the coffee shop and is just like, can I help you carry those coffees? Like she was just friendly. And I think that spread, like, you just got to take, they, you got to take risks. You got to be like Noah and go on a blind date. You got to do the thing that's telling you don't go to that thing alone. Don't strike up the conversation. Don't ask about that thing. And also, I would say if you have any like thing that you struggle with, there are like 12-step groups that are great places to meet friends if you want to like meet with like-minded people who might be struggling with a similar thing. And it doesn't have to necessarily be struggling to be like not an alcoholic or something. There's like a group called Al-Anon that is like, even if you had like an alcoholic aunt, you're qualified to go. And it's just people talking about being a good human. And it's pretty awesome.
Also, your expectations, like, I don't know how many friends you're going to want, but I would... I would say I just need like two or three good ones.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Don't think like maybe now you're like newly single. Or did she say that? Or she said she was single. But
yeah,
I mean, you need two or three. Just find two or three people that you and, like hanging out with every 5 days.
And in New York, you can be 50 and be friends with 20-year-olds. Like I have.
Oh, yeah.
I,
there's
you
can no age gap.
Yeah. In New York, that's the best place to be because be open to any age because there's 20-year-olds living like 50-year-olds. There's 50-year-olds living like 20-year-olds. Like there's no, you can really mix it up there. It's a great place to be. Great question. Good luck.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is from at A-Town Beads. If you weren't in comedy, what would you do for a living?
Oh,
I love that question. Andrew, what about you?
I don't know. I did real estate before.
Mm-hmm.
The older I get, I wasn't, my mind wasn't ready for real estate at that time. I never bought a house. I still only have bought one condo, but like I kind of have an understanding. I like commercial real estate a little bit. I like putting together deals. I like figuring out like who could buy, like
you'd be a good salesman.
I'm not that good of a salesman.
You'd
I'm a good,
good,
I'm a good like,
what is it? Like a schmoozer.
I'm a good schmoozer.
Like, you'd be a good guy that takes, like, the clients out and, like, shows them a good time and it just, like, takes them out on the golf course, whatever that is.
I'd be great at that. The problem is alcohol is so involved in that shit.
At
and
this
especially
point,
in real estate in
that.
New York. But I do like, I like getting in my car and being like, oh, you got to go look at a property 2 hours away and, like, kind of figure out, like,
mm-hmm. what,
that shit's fun. And then meeting up with the city and, like, oh, no, that kind of stuff's fun.
Yeah. Either, so you think you'd be doing that?
I guess.
Do you want to be doing that? If you couldn't do comedy and you couldn't do anything in the entertainment world, what would you do right now if it was taken from you?
I mean, I guess that. I guess that. I mean, it depends how much money I have in the bank now, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing.
But, I know. The money thing comes into play. Noah, what about you if you couldn't do this job or anything in radio? Like, what
super
other...
Super easy. Super easy. I so badly... But I don't have the discipline for school to study it, but I so badly wanted to work in crime scene investigation.
Okay. Yes.
Like
that's dead, interesting like, to me. Do you listen to a lot of murder podcasts and stuff? Like do you watch I don't know you as a you know, Law and Order SVU person.
No, because I used to really be into it with podcasts and stuff. I think because I work in podcasting, I don't really listen to too many podcasts because I can't listen to it while I work.
Right.
But I really, there, so the field that I would have gone into is called serology, which is blood splatter analysis. And you basically figure out
where
the person and the murder happened through the blood splatter and, all that.
How do you say serology? And are you good at science stuff? Would you have done well in the classes that would, you know, you'd have to do leading up to that?
I probably only would have done good in the classes with the topics that I would have wanted to learn about. But
right.
All the other stuff,
it sucks
like
that you
chemistry.
Have to, like, no. I know. You have to do all the other stuff before that. How do you spell serology? I don't even know like what that word
like. S-E-R-O-L-O-G-Y.
Oh, so it's S-E-R. Okay.
God, I just love Noah so much.
I know. Isn't she so fascinating?
It's just so funny because it's like either I'm going to do a comedy podcast or I'm going to figure out some blood.
Or I'm
like,
going to look at the way someone's
blood
brain exploded on a wall to figure out who
or
did
I'm
going to
tell some little jokes. That's my nightmare, by the way.
Really?
I hate blood. Who loves
crime
blood?
Scenes. I always am trying to look for photos of it. Do you ever watch The First 48, Noah? That's a really good show that really gets you into like what it looks like right away and all that stuff. That's more homicide detective work.
Yeah. Most recently, I like Mindhunter. But when I was younger, I used to watch Autopsy, Forensic Files, like all those shows on like the ID network.
Wow. Oh, my God. Well, that's really cool. I love that answer. I would not have guessed that for you. Mine is...
What about you?
Let me guess.
Yeah, let me guess, Andrew.
If you weren't doing like, anything
music,
in entertainment.
I can't do entertainment, yeah.
Shit. I mean, I know you're a teacher for a little while. It depends if you'd want to make money. Oh, you'd be a psychologist.
I think I probably would because it would be easier for me than what I would really want to do, but I'd want to be a podiatrist and like, like scrape people's foot lesions all day long. It would be honestly heaven for me. I wonder if though people that get into that stuff because they love, they're really like satisfied, they watch videos of it. Because you always find out, like, when you do what you love, it takes some of the fun out of it, like, for a living. Like, comedy, I love, obviously, but it's lost its glamour to me. But I wonder if scraping down people's warts would ever lose its glamour.
I think it would.
Man,
I really do.
I am so excited. A bestie is going to let me get at her foot in Vancouver, and I can't fucking wait.
Now just imagine a millionaire waiting for you there.
I would love it. I mean, I'm not kidding you, and I was kind of nervous about her work because she was like, I'm going to send you a picture of it. Like, I asked her to send me a video of it, and I was like, kind of nervous it was going to be one that I'm just like, I don't really care. It's so good. And I was like, girl, I feel bad you even have to walk on that thing because I know how painful they are, but she says it's not causing her pain, and I cannot wait to get at it. And I don't know, like... I'm gonna bring like something to treat it with. Like I'm gonna try to like actually heal.
And look
it.
At our look at the towns we're coming to. If you have a wart, let us know.
Bring it backstage, and I will scalpel it. And
wow, breaking you down psychology.
And you have to just surrender the fact that I don't know what I'm doing, and I might. I don't want to hurt anyone, but I just want to get at it.
Look, if you hurt it's someone, Noah could figure it
out. You don't understand. There's literally anyone who has like a sex fetish. There's anyone who will fulfill that for you. You can pay an escort to really do anything you want. But for someone like me, whose deepest fantasies is scraping down a wart, there is no way to do that without going to medical school. Mm-hmm. Or I can't do it voluntarily, like for volunteer purposes. You have to have a degree, so it has to just have someone. You have to find a friend that trusts you.
Yeah.
So it's. It, and none of my friends trust me. Like Robin even was like, I wouldn't let you touch me with a fucking thing. And I'm like, you're probably right, but I'm really excited that
because
a bestie
we see
is-
you go after your own skin like a fucking banshee sometimes.
Look at yeah, I do, but it's so satisfying.
Dude, sometimes I watch you go after your nails with the fucking.
A file, a scissors.
And you're talking to me like.
A nail file.
Let's go over jokes. And I'm just looking at you, look, going after your nail.
Ooh,
I'm just like,
try to get that hang nail and just rip it out.
I mean, I'm sure I do things that fucking make you want to jump out of.
Let's get to the next question.
Okay.
One more question and then we got to wrap this up. This has been fun. And this is just a bonus. So if you didn't enjoy it, it almost didn't happen.
And we're going to do it tomorrow.
No, we'll be back tomorrow with the real podcast.
This is from Katie Kosick for Nikki.
Okay. And
maybe Andrew. What do you do to get out of the looking down at the ground while playing guitar moments?
Well, Noah plays guitar too, so let's all talk about this. Looking down while playing guitar moments. Oh, I know what she's talking about. When I was playing guitar and I got sad and I looked down. I think you're talking about just depressive moments in general. Like, how do you get out of those? The guitar moment was not so, that was early, that was like almost like the sniffles before a cold. Like, it was just felt really good to me just to stare. For depression, I talk about it. I tell everyone that will listen how bad I feel, and I'm not asking for like them to solve it. I just want them to like, I just want to get honest about it and like talk about how I'm really feeling. And then there's something that lifts once you're able to be like brutally honest about it that I found is really soothing. But generally I just try to tell myself this isn't going to last forever. And if it doesn't get better, I call a doctor. Honestly, you gotta get a doctor involved. You gotta call someone and get some help. But when I feel those spells coming
just
on,
being like, how the fuck do I play a G chord? Like this.
Yeah,
is,
she's like, no, I mean, like, can you not? How can I not stare at my hands when I'm trying to?
Yeah, like
do an A. No, I just feel like that's. But I just found like the freedom. being honest with yourself about how you feel and other people without scaring them. So when you sleep in a month later, they don't think you killed yourself.
Yeah.
But like just being honest, because you're not a bad person to be really sad no matter what your situation is. And also just get help, you know, like.
And if it is guitar, like just that simple, just like.
That's not what she was talking about.
If you're playing chords, it's easier.
You can't look up when you're reading the news.
Yeah.
That's why you lost your job.
I didn't lose my job. I gave it away. There's two different stories.
Wait, Andrew,
mine's the truth.
How do you get out of depression when you're in it? Like when you
don't listen
slipping.
To you make fun of me for not being able to read.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Don't do that. Don't give them.
Huh?
Wait, what do you really do?
Give them more.
Power. Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to do that. But do it. Write a letter. I don't write it.
Wait. No, what do you do?
I don't know. I try to, like, I'll do an activity. I'll go hit golf balls. I'll go to the gym. I'll try to better myself. Even if everything's telling you not to do it, you'll always fucking feel better after you
do it. Have you ever felt like I should go do that and you just can't?
Yeah.
And then what do you do with that? You just wait till you can?
You just fucking jerk off and you fucking don't even clean up. And then you watch a documentary and then you fall asleep with jizz in your bed. And then you wake up and you go, man, I'm still sad. And then you hit some golf balls and you're like, shit, I still have jizz on my hand. And
taking
like,
a shower is so hard to do. But as a girl, you're like, oh, I got to blow dry my hair. Just like take a shower, let your hair dry the way it is. And actually try to film a scene in the shower like you're if you can't get yourself to really emote, just like try to like act like you're in a movie of someone who's depressed and like get it out and like just have
a moment with yourself in the shower. Understanding that it will pass.
Yes.
That's like the thing that helps me a lot.
That it's going to go, that it's not always going to be this way because it wasn't always that way.
I saw Tom Hanks talking to other actors. He's like, when things are terrible, you're not getting any jobs, everything's bad, this too shall pass.
Easy
when things are
say.
Feeling great, everything's wonderful, this too shall pass.
Yeah, that's
it
true.
It always passes. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't enjoy it, but just know that these might be temporary feelings and you'll get through it, whatever it is.
Yeah, and just try to talk to someone, anyone. Even if, you know, fucking record a podcast to yourself. Just verbalize it, journal it. And if you can't do any of that shit, be nice to yourself about not being able to do anything and just be like, I can't. If I could, I would. And just fucking be depressed and own it and wallow and feel bad for yourself. Do all those things. Just don't be mean to yourself when you're depressed. Don't shit on yourself for not being what you need to be, not being able to get out of bed. Don't add to it. You're already depressed. You already spilled water on your computer. You don't like use an analogy. When I spilled water on my computer, I wanted to like punish myself. I already lost my computer. Why punish yourself more? You're already depressed and you're feeling sad. Don't be mean to yourself on top of that. Please God, don't do that.
And if it's tough playing an A chord,
yeah,
just to use one
three
finger
fingers.
And cover over.
Right. And then just mute the high
if that's
E
really
string.
What this is about.
Thank you guys so much for your questions and for being our besties. And we'll be back tomorrow with more show. Don't be cut and Jackson.
Bye.
Came up with it.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.